For that verse, is the Bhagavatam here? I have a book. 10.14.58 Bhagavatam. Do we have that book? It's on the board. Okay. Is there a book also? You can use it on the smartphone if there's not.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjan Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjan Bihari Gopi Janna Ballabha Giribhara Jari Gopi Janna Ballabha Giribhara Jari Jasona Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasona Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jamana Tera Vanna Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjan Bihari
I notice that some devotees are just sitting there having little chats during the kirtan. In the back, I see devotees sitting chatting with each other instead of joining the kirtan. This is not Krishna consciousness. Sit around and have a little chat. You're supposed to chant. Everybody should get into this kirtan and meditate on Radha and Krishna.
Jaya Radha Madhava.
They're still chatting. I think they should sit separately.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjan Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjan Bihari Gopi Janna Ballabha Giribhara Jari Gopi Janna Ballabha Giribhara Jari Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jayam Vishnivan Vadamaham Zabadivajakacharja Ashtadarajadashishimad. His Divine Grace Sila Esi Bhakti Vadantadri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Iskan Vandabacharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Patita Parvana, Savior of the Fallen Souls, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada flooding the whole universe with ecstatic Krishna Prema Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Padmana Mahamsa Patipajaka Charnja Ashtatara Sadashi Srimad. His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Nama Chandra Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premsa Kahoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.
Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mayi Ki Jai Jamuna Mayi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Guru Premananda All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamaniti Namane. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pachaline. Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschachadesha Tadine. So when I saw the verse for today, I was in total bliss. This is one of the most wonderful verses in all the Vedic wisdom. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:14:58. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Samashrita Ye Pada Pallava Plavam Mahat Padam Punya Yasha Mura Are Bhava Ambudhi Vatsapadam Param Padam 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 Yat Vipadam Na Tesham Samashrita ye pala pallava plavam Mahat padam punya yasho marare Bhavam buddhir vatsa padam parang padam 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 yan vipadam natesham Samashrita ye pala pallava plavam Mahat padam punya yasho marare Bhavam buddhir vatsa padam param padam 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 yan vipadam natesham Samashrita ye pala pallava plavam Mahat padam punya yasho marare Bhavam buddhir vatsa padam param padam 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 yan vipadam natesham Someone else? Samashrita ye pala pallava plavam Mat padang punya yasho marare Bhavam buddhir vatsa padang parang padam 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 yan vipadam natesham Someone else? Samashrita ye pala pallava plavam Mahat padang punya yasho marare Bhavam buddhir vatsa padang parang padam 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 yan vipadam natesham
Samashita ye palapallava plavam. Mahatpadam punyajashamarare. Bhavam brother vatsapadam param padam. Padam padam yadvipadam nachesham. Ladies. Plavam Mahat Padang Punya Jashao Marare Umbavdir Vatsa Padang Padang Padam 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 Yandi Padam Natesham Samashrita Ye Palapallava Plavam Padang punya vishau marare. Bhavam buddhir vatsa padang padang padam. Padam padam yan vipadam natesham. Samashrita. Having taken shelter of. Yay. Those who. Pada. Of the feet. Pallava, like flower buds, plavam, which are a boat, mahat, of the total material creation, or of the great souls, padam, the shelter, punya, supremely pious, yasha, whose fame, Mura Are, of the enemy of the demon Mura. Baba, of the material existence. Ambudi, the ocean. Vatsapadam, the hoof print of a calf. Parampadam, the supreme abode. Vaikunta, padam padam. At every step, yet, where, viparam, of material miseries, na, none, tesham, for them. Translation and by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And then some, the purport from Sridhar Swami. For those who have accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation, and is famous as Murari, the demon of the Mura demon, the ocean of the material world is like the water contained in a calf's hoofprint. Their goal is Parampadam by Kunta, the place where there are no material miseries, not the place where there is danger at every step. Purport. This translation is taken from Srila Prabhupada's commentary on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 2, text 51. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, this verse summarizes the knowledge presented in this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna's lotus feet are described as pallava, flower buds, because they are most tender and of a pinkish hue. According to Srila Sanat Goswami, the word pallava also indicates that Lord Krishna's lotus feet are just like desire trees which can fulfill the desires, fill all the desires of the Lord's pure devotees. So we're getting, actually from different acharyas, they've gotten information now from this purport. Even exalted devotees like Sri Narada, who are themselves the great shelter of the conditioned souls in this universe, personally take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. This is natural, thus it is natural that when Lord Krishna manifested himself as all the young boys and calves of Vrindavan, their parents are more attracted to them than previously. Lord Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, and being all attractive, the ultimate object of everyone's love.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Savitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Namyagate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Guru Dinataranam.
So, just as the lotus feet of Krishna are a boat that will carry us over this dangerous ocean of the material existence, this verse is also those lotus feet. There is no difference between this verse and the lotus feet of Krishna. So even if we're not able to directly contact the lotus feet of Krishna, we can contact this verse, which is not different from the lotus feet of Krishna. And by this verse, simply by remembering this verse, by reciting this verse, by imbibing this verse within our heart of hearts, we're automatically carried over the dangerous ocean of this material existence. Shama shutaye palapallava plavam mahatpadam punya jasho marare vavam buddhir vatsa padam parang padam 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 yad vipadam natesham. What beautiful poetry. Wow. Really beautiful stuff here. Shakespeare is nowhere. This is amazing poetry. Padam padam yadva padam natesham. Wow. So beautiful and so potent, so full of deep, deep meaning. Actually, there's unlimited meaning in this verse. It's an unlimited ocean of nectar, unlimited ocean of knowledge, unlimited ocean of bliss. In this one little verse, you see. Actually, all the Vedic wisdom is contained with this one verse. It's so powerful verse, you see. So we should beg our spiritual master, we should beg Srila Prabhupada, we should beg all the Vaishnava Acharyas to please bless us, please empower us that we can actually take shelter of these two lotus feet. Beautiful, beautiful feet.
like flower buds. Pada Pallava. They're like a boat and they're like flower buds. Very beautiful, like flower buds, and they're very practical, like a boat. If you wanted to swim across the ocean, it'd be very difficult. You would surely drown. If you have a very nice boat, there's no difficulty. So if we try to cross over the dangerous ocean of this material existence by our own strength, we will drown. We will be failures. But if we will instead take shelter of Krishna, take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Lotus feet means humbly bowing down. Not that, Haribo Krishna, how's it going today? Is it? No, we bow down humbly. My dear Lord, I'm your eternal servant. Somehow or other I was distracted from your service by a foolish attempt to try to enjoy separately from you. But now by the grace of you, of Lord Chaitanya, of Srila Prabhupada, and the grace of so many devotees, now I have come back to my actual position as your eternal servant, Jivara Savrupahoy, Krishnara Nityadas. So now, my dear Lord, let me take complete shelter of your lotus feet. Let me become solidly situated on this boat that is crossing over the dangerous ocean of Kali. Let me now be fully situated in this boat and not get carried away and fall overboard back into the ocean. See, sometimes it happens on the boat. Somebody goes to the deck and they're really relishing how beautiful the ocean is and poof, they fall into the water, you see. Somebody notices it and they sound an alarm and they throw a lifesaver or somebody jumps in to save them, you see. So don't be carried away by the ocean, you see. This is an ocean of misery, actually. Birth, death, old age, and disease. You see. Take seriously this process of Krishna consciousness. It's not something artificial. Sometimes people are hesitant to fully embrace it. They think it's something artificial being imposed upon me, but it is not. Krishna consciousness is the scientific process of freeing you from all of the things that have been imposed upon you, all the delusions that you've been drowning in profusion are actually dissipated. They're destroyed by this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means to get back to your original natural energy, to not be diverted by the illusions of this material existence, to actually understand who I really am. All we're really saying here is know who you are and be who you are. Stop trying to be something that you're not. Stop seeing yourself as something that you're not and stop trying to be something that you're not, namely that material body. Is it? If I give you a shirt, you become the shirt? No. Are you your kurta? No. You see? But yet we're foolishly misidentifying with this garment that we're wearing, namely the material body. So it's time to wake up. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Time to wake up. Come out of Maya, come out of illusion. Come back to who we really are, the eternal servants of that all-beautiful, all-powerful, all-renounced, all-wealthy, all-famous, and all-wise person named Krishna, who has the most inconceivably nectarian pastimes with his pure devotees in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Why be carried away for even one more minute by the illusory energy? Are we gaining anything by remaining attached to Maya? Show me one thing we're gaining by being attached to Maya. Is there even one thing you're gaining by being attached to Maya? You see? So kick it out, kick it out, kick it out with boot. I'm tired of suffering here. I'm tired of cheating myself. Now I want to get back to actually who I am. I'm actually Krishna's eternal servant. I'm one of Krishna's associates in the spiritual world. Why am I identifying with this ridiculous lump of blood and guts? Bone and skin and hair. Why do I misidentify with this thing? You see? What kind of idiocy is that? But yet, the material energy has done a very expert programming job on us to make us think, yes, this is me, is it? Well, it's time to kick out all the illusion and delusion and come back to who we really are. Just be who you really are, you see. You know you're not that body. We're all pure spirit souls. That body is just a lump of flesh destined to get old and die. So we must kick it out. We must take shelter of this wonderful boat. So what's the fare? It's like you want to go on a cruise, you have to pay the fare. How much do you have to pay? Well, there is a price you have to pay for your ticket on the boat. That's faith, Shraddha, you see. If you can put faith in these teachings, if you can put faith in Srila Prabhupada, you can put faith in the spiritual master, you see. That is your price, your ticket price. You have faith, all right, come on. But those who are faithless, they're stuck. They remain caught up in karma chakra. Birth after birth after birth after birth. So how do you get faith? What's the secret formula how you, who are now not perfect in your faith, how can you become perfect in your faith? It's simply a matter of association. That's the value of ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Prabhupada has unflinching faith in his spiritual master in Krishna. That faith is a contagious, not really disease, but contagious blessing. So if you associate with those who have faith, you will catch it. It's communicable. If I associate with those who have faith, just like I associated with Vishnu John Swami, he had great faith in Srila Prabhupada. And seeing his faith and his devotion and the ecstasy he was experiencing in that faith and devotion, I thought, well, let me try this. It looks pretty good. And sure enough, when I tried it, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, I tasted the results. Back in those days, we didn't have Japa beads from India. We had to go to a hobby store and buy our own beads and string our own beads. String your own. That was the formula. So we went there, but we had a little Lord Chaitanya festival in Dallas back in the spring of 71. And there's a few of us that, yeah, this is pretty good. So we all got in the car, we went to a hobby store and bought our beads. And we came back and we strung them and then we chanted our first rounds on our newly strung, self-strung beads. And so I did 16 the first day, and I never looked back. You see, why wait? Why postpone your awakening, you see? When you're suffering like anything in the material existence, why postpone it? Some people say, well, I'll do one round for a year, and then two rounds for a year. I mean, what's your problem? You enjoy suffering? Why not just dive in, get on the boat, instead of sitting and standing at the dock, wondering when the ship will come in. The ship is here right now. Take this process right now. 16 rounds, 4 regulated principles, initiation from the bona fide spiritual master. Take it, go with it, and you'll be in ecstasy. You see. Krishna consciousness means to become super ecstatic. To always be relishing the sweetest nectar at every minute, in every situation. Why hold off? Why delay it? Why not just say, okay, my dear Krishna, please bless me. I can be your pure devotee right now. Please bless me. I will become absolutely perfect. Like Arjuna and all those who fully surrendered to you in the past, please bless me that right now, with my every thought, my every word, my every deed, in every situation, I can be totally, absolutely pleasing to you. Why not do it now? Why not embrace that mood right now? You see? Is there any reason not to?
Well, I got to take it gradually. Prabhu, you know, it's a gradual process.
Come on. What are you waiting for? You see? Dive in now. You see? Dive in now. Don't cheat yourself for even one more nanosecond. Dive in now to pure bhakti. Beg for it. There's a special mantra for begging for pure bhakti. You all know that mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The more you beg, the more intensely you beg, Krishna is not some dumb stone or some impersonal lump. Krishna is a person. He can manifest himself fully for you, just like he manifested for each gopi girl in the rasa dance and individual Krishna. Krishna can become totally your intimate associate, just you and Krishna. Is it? Through the medium of the spiritual master, you can have your own direct, personal, loving relationship with Krishna. He reciprocates with you fully in an intimate, loving relationship. Now we're learning about that. We're not tasting it yet, but we know it's there, you see. That I can actually come to that position, becoming totally absorbed and in the deep, intimate, loving relationship with that person at every minute having loving reciprocation directly with that person and feeling and experiencing how he's reciprocating with my loving dealings with him. That's there. It's available for us. It's a highly advanced stage. But even just by executing the rules and regulations of Bhakti Yoga carefully under the direction of Srila Prabhupada's books and those who are carefully and strictly following Srila Prabhupada's books, we will gradually come to that stage, the perfectional stage, and we'll have that perfect intimate dealings with Krishna reciprocally at every minute. So, if there's some questions, I can try to answer them. I think there's some questions here. All right. Your presentation always generates the sense of urgency to practice Krishna consciousness. Very good. I'm glad about that. I tend to become lazy and complacent. Baba said, don't be a lazy fellow. Why cheat yourself, you know? Why cheat yourself? How to always have this sense of urgency? Beg for it. Krishna, please bless me. I can kick out all laziness and craziness and simply be in a sense of having it always in the spirit of a great urgency that now I must please my beloved Lord Krishna. Just pray for it. Beg for it. How to always remain in the mode of goodness? We generally get carried away by the lower modes. Just be Krishna conscious. That's even beyond the mode of goodness. Always remember Krishna, always try to think, speak and act in such a way that is pleasing to your spiritual master, to the Vaishnavas, to Krishna. Always try to please others, not yourself. If you always try to please others, you will taste the greatest bliss within your heart at every minute. How to rise above the bodily conception, act as a spiritual being. Always act as a spiritual being and you'll realize your spiritual identity. How to stop fault finding of devotees? Well, your first person to find fault with is yourself. You should become very, very eager to find out your faults and to hear from those who point out your faults. Actually, when one becomes mature in Krishna consciousness, his duty is to find fault with a neophyte. Fault finding is actually a duty of those who are more senior, you see. It's their duty to find fault in the juniors. So find those who are expert at pointing out your faults and take shelter of them, you see. What did Prabhupada say? The student who is more chastised, he is advanced. So find out those devotees who can expertly point out your faults and take shelter of them. That will empower you to make great spiritual advancement. Find those devotees who can expertly point out your faults and associate with them, serve them as much as possible. Do you have any memorable experiences with Radhana Swami? Yes, I certainly do. When I was a young brahmachari, there was one boy I had made a devotee, his name was Shyamakunda. And then later on, Shyamakunda, he transferred to a new place called New Vrindavan. So I was visiting New Vrindavan, and Shyamakunda wanted to tell me about this one special brahmachari who was always talking about Krishna Katha. That was his thing. He was always reading Krishna book, talking Krishna book. That was his thing. His name was Radhanath Das Brahmachari. And so I saw this Radhanath. He was so effulgent and beautiful. And his thing, so he was famous even as a brahmachari for always wanting to talk about Krishna. You see. So I really appreciated meeting this young brahmachari named Radhanath Das Brahmachari. And later on, when I heard he became spiritual master with so many followers, it all made sense, you see. He wasn't after name and fame. He was after glorifying Krishna and hearing about Krishna. And the Vaishnavas became so powerful and famous, you see. He always wanted to hear about Krishna and talk about Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. That's my experience with Radhanath. Of course, I see him. I just saw him at the meetings in... We had a nice sangha in Mayapur of the gurus, sannyasis, and GBCs. And I very much relished seeing how he would dance in the kirtan with great ecstasy. I've always relished Radhanath Maharaj. Very, very dear Gravel. He's very, very, has a very, very special place in my heart. Gopal Krishna Maharaj, I haven't had so much association with him. But I very much appreciate this person joined in the very early days. He's taken great responsibility. For many, many years, he's served very faithfully this mission, sacrificing his own personal comforts just to serve this mission. So I'm very much appreciative of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj, a very dedicated senior godbrother of mine. So there's no more questions. Oh, here's somewhere, okay. You say, take Krishna consciousness seriously. Please elaborate on this seriously. It's not a joke. If you don't become Krishna conscious, you will go down to the animal kingdom. Or you could get, if you took it slightly, you would get another chance in your next lifetime to continue with it. So you have to understand this is a very, very essential thing. Right now, I'm creating my next situation. What kind of body I will have when I leave this one, you're creating your next body right now. It could be an animal body, a human body, a demigod body, it could be a Goloka Vrindavan in your spiritual form. You're creating right now about how you think, how you speak, how you act, you're creating your next body right now. So what kind of body do you want? How to always remain, always remember Jivara Savrupahoy Krishnara Nichadas. By chanting it often. How do you balance between your intake and giving of Krishna consciousness? Bahir nasingha hridaye nasingha. We sing every day, you see. The singing within, the singing without. The thing is, they actually feed into each other. The more you awaken Krishna consciousness within your heart, the more you're empowered to bless this world with Krishna consciousness. And the more you engage yourself in preaching, trying to taxing your brain, how to figure out the ways to attract more and more people to this movement and train them in pure devotional service, Krishna becomes more powerfully situated within your heart. So they actually feed into each other. The Shringa within, the Shringa without. Should brahmacharis vote? Well, I can tell you, if a devotee runs for office, we should all vote. Many years ago, Prabhupada, this is an interesting story. Prabhupada founded a political party, can you imagine? It was called In God We Trust. In God We Trust Party. And Balavanta Prabhu ran for mayor in Atlanta. And Amarendra Prabhu ran for city council in Gainesville. So we all voted for sure. And Amarendra got a lot of votes. He didn't win, but it was really ecstatic. We were out campaigning for David Lieberman for city council. It was ecstatic. But then it actually turns out a religious organization cannot organize a political party because they will lose their status as a religious organization. So we had to be terminated. Then God We Trust Party became just part of ISKCON's history. But the idea of voting for someone who is Krishna conscious is bona fide. It's like in the U.S. now, there's one lady who's she's a disciple of a Prabhupada devotee who left ISKCON, but still he left ISKCON in the early days, but she's his follower. But she chants 16 rounds and everything. So she's running for president, Tulsi Gabbard. But it's a matter of whether she wins the Democratic nomination or not. If she wins the Democratic nomination, I'm going to vote for Tulsi Gabbard because she chants Hare Krishna, and she offers arti to Prabhupada and everything. Okay. Sometimes when there is crisis like health, family situation, it seems very difficult to execute bhakti until the crisis goes away. Well, you know what? As we're reading this morning, you see, the crisis is a special mercy. Reverse situations are the greatest blessing of Krishna. So instead of being discouraged when there's a crisis or a reverse situation, take it, Krishna, my dear Lord Krishna, I can see now you're giving me very, very special mercy, more than usual. And please bless me, I can take full advantage of this crisis to go deep, 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 deep into the ocean of bhakti. And is Harinam Sankirtan only for new devotees? Are you kidding? The Panchatattva are doing Harinam Sankirtan. There are new devotees. Wow. Wow. What is the standard argument against those devotees who, quote, sing coming to this world from Brahma Jyoti but not from the spiritual world? It's very simple. They say, well, we didn't come from, certainly we couldn't fall from the spiritual world. We must have fallen from the Brahma Jyoti. Where is that confirmed in Prabhupada's books? Jivara Sarupa, if you're the eternal servant of Krishna, how you could originate in the Brahma Jyoti where there's no service to Krishna? It's just, I don't know why devotees get into these bogus philosophies. It's just some kind of egotism. One up, well, I know better than you. I mean, it's ridiculous. They should become humble and read Prabhupada's books and they will properly understand. But if somebody wants to recognize as a big, big pundit, they have to defeat the other pundits and show they know better. This is egotism. It's ridiculous. For brahmacharis, what is the minimum number of hours of to do weekly, they should read Prabhupada's books. Why not 24 hours a day? I mean, you know. I recommend 24/7 reading the books, Brahmachari. 24/7. You should always be reading the books. When you're not reading, you should be quoting them. When you're not quoting, you should be remembering. You should dive 24/7 into these books and never leave. These books are the boat that we're carrying over the ocean of Kali. You should always be absorbed in reading, remembering, talking about, glorifying, and distributing these books. This is our perfection. Srila Prabhupada's the books ki jai. Sometimes we have certain services to attend. We want to hear the lecture given by great devotees also. In such situations, is it okay to attend SMS, to attend to SMS or emails in the class? Now, wait a minute. You're sitting in the class doing emails instead of hearing the lecture? Is that what you're saying? Wait a minute. Is it okay to attend to SMS or emails in the class? What kind of nonsense is that? Of course not. You have to tune into the class. Just like in the beginning, I saw two
There were four devotees in the back having a chat during the Jairanamala. They weren't singing. I immediately chastised them. And I'm keeping my eyes out. Anybody who's sitting there chatting or looking at their smartphone, you know, trying to send some emails. If I catch you, I'm going to chastise you, for sure. I can't see everybody, but I'm keeping my eyes open if anybody's doing some nonsense, you see. Prabhupada didn't want these kind of things. The women should be fully tuned in. Bring some more questions. What is your opinion about village preaching? Every town, we should preach in every home and every village and every hamlet and every town. We have to make this whole planet Krishna conscious, and even we can talk about interplanetary Sankirtan. You know, every village preaching, every town preaching, city preaching, everywhere. Preach, 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 preach to the world. Some devotees say that during Prabhupada's times there was no idea of breakfast served in temples. What? We had breakfast when I... No breakfast when Prabhupada... We had breakfast? What are you talking about? Where are these concoctions coming from? We didn't have breakfast when Prabhupada was here. Prabhupada took breakfast and we took breakfast. Come on. Wow. Talk about these... Oh my goodness gracious. Is it a good practice to hear Prabhupada's lectures, his spiritual master's lectures, during bathing, honoring prasad, driving, writing emails, etc.? Well, whenever you can hear something along with what you're doing and it doesn't distract you from doing it properly, then it's very good. But if it distracts you, if you're here, you're saying, well, I really want to listen to lectures when I drive, but you're so much in the lectures, you have an accident. You know, you have to balance it properly. You have to do your service nicely. Please elaborate the difference between Dvaitavad philosophy and Vishishta Advaita philosophy. I'll save that one for later. Okay. Has Lord Nrsimhadev told Palamara, as Lord Nrsimhadev told Palamara, your 21 generations will be delivered. In that purport, it is said that even family of previous birth gets delivered. Please enlighten me on this mercy. Yes. By taking this process seriously, you're liberating so many of your predecessors and your material family. Your father, your grandfather, your mother, your grandmother. You're doing the greatest blessing upon many, 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 many generations, going back many, many generations. It's a fact. Srila Prabhupada initially wanted his disciples to chant 64 rounds. 32 was an adjustment. Originally it was 64 rounds. But that devotees considered it difficult, so he made the minimum 16 as standard. So should brahmacharis have 16 minimum, they should try to have a little more. Prabhupada said at least 16 rounds. You see. It's actually nice to increase. It's like when I was in Vrindavan, I would chant my 16 rounds before Mangalarti, as I normally do, and then I would go to Prabhupada's room and chant extra japa in front of Prabhupada in his room, you see. And that extra japa was really ecstatic. So extra japa is really, really ecstatic, you know. Going beyond the minimum and do extra, it's really, really blissful. Try it, you'll love it. What should be focused in brahmachari life? Nama ruchi, Vaishnava seva, jiva jai, all the above. Does our focus keep on changing dynamically with growth in spiritual life? Actually, the more you advance in Krishna consciousness, the more you become focused on everything. Laser focused. A laser beam is so powerful it can burn through metal. You see? So you have to, your focus on Krishna, 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 Krishna should become ever more intensely focused, because when you get to a certain point, you can actually burn through the material modes of nature and actually see Krishna's smiling face just by pure chanting. How the aging material body affects these principles? It's a great blessing, actually. An aging body is very good because it helps you become more detached from sense gratification.
So getting old is a special mercy for devotees, you see. Very special mercy. Krishna is blessing me that this body is getting old and I'm getting less inclined to enjoy it. So it's a very good mercy, an aging body. It is instructed by Lord Chaitanya to Raghunath Das Goswami that one in the renounced order should not eat luxuriously. So how often sweets, fried foods, etc. can be honored by a brahmachari? Is it weekly, monthly, once a year, once a lifetime? Prabhupada said a sweet every now and then. So you can judge accordingly. When we find faults with younger devotees, it's a service to them, especially in lecturer by speaking strongly, glorifying pure devotees. We get chastised by other, even sometimes senior devotees, what to do. Well, if you're being chastised by the way that you're chastising, maybe you're not doing it properly. You have some egotistic thing, holier-than-thou attitude. So you have to think about that. If your seniors are correcting you in the way that you're correcting your juniors, there could be some tinge of egotism there that's not proper. It's not totally in a service mood, but it's in a holier-than-thou mood. Got to watch out for that. Going to 4:30, is that our cutoff? Okay. I wanted your instruction to help me with this situation I'm feeling. Over the years, I observed many mistakes that were made by the devotees who I came in touch with in the beginning of my Krishna consciousness. They were not blunders, but nonetheless, I faced many serious problems because of these mistakes. So this has affected my relationship with them. I'm grateful to them for giving me Krishna consciousness. However, I'm also remember the problems I faced. I'm very much inspired by your gratitude for His Holiness Vishnujana Swami, despite the unfortunate things that happened. Please explain how I can forget the past, forgive, and improve my relationships. Yeah, I've been through a lot of interesting experiences in the last half a century in ISKCON. I was just with a godbrother in Vrindavan, and we had very sweet, loving relationships. But I reminded him that he was the one who got me kicked out of helped me get kicked out of a country where I had very good preaching going on. And I'm just kind of laughing about it, you know. I went to one country, actually a Middle Eastern country, and had tremendous success. Amazing. I had a whole hall full of Muslims chanting in ecstasy. I mean, it was so, you couldn't believe it. It was so ecstatic. A whole hall full of Muslims ecstatically chanting Hare Krishna. But some GBC who wanted to have that as his exclusive territory kicked me out, and this devotee helped him to kick me out. It wasn't very nice. It was pretty dirty, actually. So I just met that godbrother in Vrindavan, and I had all good feelings for him. He was saying, yeah, what could I do? I was an agent of that GBC at the time. What could I have done? And I had all good feelings. And even for that GBC who did that, I have all good feelings for him. My mood is forget. You know, I don't forget, but I always forgive, you see. Because actually, this whole thing is an arrangement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's all for our purification. So actually, what happened to you, what you thought was an unfortunate incident, was actually a blessing. You have to learn to see everything ultimately going on under Krishna's arrangement and don't hold any grudges, even if somebody was very unfair with you, you see. Because ultimately, it was something for your purification. That's how I deal with it, you see. Don't hold grudges. They will fill your heart with smudges. Always love the devotees. They're beautiful. They're wonderful in spite of their faults. I have seen some children who grew up in Krishna conscious culture but later fell down totally materialistic life. Why do such things happen? The parents didn't train them properly. The parents were not very good examples. But even Prabhupada had children that didn't come out. So that happens sometimes. Even Prabhupada had children that didn't come out so well. So you do your best, but every living entity has free will. Do your best to make your children into pure devotees of Krishna. And Krishna will bless you for your endeavor, even if they don't make it. It's ultimately one's free will, whether they want to be a devotee or not. You can't force someone to be a devotee. More questions? Although I'm initiated, I don't have much attachment love for my spiritual master. I have for his representatives, though. What to do? Well, if you love his representatives, that's also good. Keep serving his representatives very nicely, and your love for your spiritual master will naturally mature. In some temples, they ask for the history of sex before coming to Krishna consciousness. They decide to allow in the ashram as a bona fide. Well, in the beginning, we were off in the hippie movement, so no one asked us anything. We were all like... But actually, it's proper for devotees to know what is your background so they can engage you properly. There's nothing wrong. You should be very humble and be willing to honestly tell your whole situation. Now we have, you know, big ashrams, big temples, and especially here in India, and it's not that everybody is getting monitored. And see, when I joined, there was like six or seven of us with Vishnujan Swami. It's easy to guide and give a lot of corrections in spite of one's background, and there's only six or seven devotees with the sannyasi. When you have 600 or 700, you have to be more selective. There's nothing wrong with that. So if they're not selecting you, then you have to pray to Krishna and how you can become selected. Okay, if we are having time with us apart from our allotted services and regular chanting, then should we engage in rendering service or more chanting and more reading? Do all three. Serve more, chant more, and read more, whatever spare time you have. Do all three of them. I only one. You should do all three. Chant more, read more, and serve more. How do we inspire all the old devotees to participate in the weekly Harinam program? By your own enthusiasm. Can you please give us some tips to present Krishna consciousness to Christians? Well, if they're receptive, then you can do. But if they're not receptive and they're just blaspheming, then you cannot. But as far as if someone is really like a philosopher and they're a theologian, they're open-minded, then it's very simple that Lord Jesus was a perfect Vaishnava Acharya. He was teaching how one can be completely surrendered to executing the will of God, even if it meant being nailed to a cross. That's how surrendered he was. He was praying before the night of the crucifixion that if it's possible, may this cup pass from me. In other words, may I not be nailed to a cross tomorrow. But the bottom line is, whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to do it. That was his move, you see. He knew he was going to be nailed to a cross the next day. And then, my dear Lord, if that's what you want me to do, okay, I'm ready. You see, I'm willing to be nailed to a cross and have a jab a spear in my gut. You see, that's how serenity was. You see, so Jesus is an ideal Vaishnava Acharya. He's a perfect Vaishnava Acharya. He actually, according to the Aquarian Gospel of Lord Jesus, he came to India between the ages of 12 and 30. The Bible doesn't talk about him. But according to the Aquarian Gospel, he came to India, he went to Puri, he had the darshan of Jagannath. Is it? So he came back at the age of 30 after getting all this, soaking up all this wisdom here from the sages in India. He went back to his home country to preach. And he realized this is a lot more what I picked up in India from all these great Vaishnava Acharyas. It's much more than these shepherds will ever be able to understand here in Israel. So in the Bible he says, I have more to tell you, but you cannot bear to hear it now. You see? So Christ had deep realizations of the science of bhakti. He presented on a very elementary level what those simple village-type people in Israel could understand. And even that little he revealed, they nailed him to the cross. You see? So he's a great Vaishnava Acharya, and actually he brought me to Krishna consciousness. I'm indebted to Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ ki jai. But if I try to, I sent out some letter to Christian churches to see if anybody was interested, and I only got one blasphemous letter back. So it's difficult. They're so caught up in this, you know, materialistic so-called Christianity. Praying for a Cadillac or praying for a raise in their job or whatever. They don't understand what is actual Christianity. Christianity and Vaishnavism are the same thing. They don't understand what is actual Christianity. Please explain how to come out of various middle age crises in life. I don't know. I'm 70 years old now. And I still feel like I'm a 23-year-old brahmachari who just joined the ashram. I think this middle-aged crisis is a bunch of baloney myself. If you're Krishna conscious, you're not identifying with your body. If you think middle-aged crisis, then you're thinking, I am middle-ager. Come on, come out of this ridiculous bodily consciousness. You're not a middle-ager, sir. You're the eternal youth, one of the associates of Krishna in his transcendental pastimes in the spiritual world. What are you doing misidentifying with that lump of flesh? Kick out this so-called middle-age crisis. You see? Kick it out with boot. Please elaborate on Prabhupada's statement, progress in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. Yeah, there's a nice... A similar staying out there. It's attitude. Let's see, how's that going? Oh yeah, it's attitude and not aptitude that determines your altitude. You see? You may be a genius. You may be, you know, a bit of a dullard. But if you have the attitude of enthusiasm to serve Krishna and please your spiritual master, to please Prabhupada, you're going to be flying high in every situation, you see. So your attitude will make you or break you. Are you enthusiastic to become Krishna's pure devotee? You see, that's all you need. If you have that, everything will follow automatically. More questions? We have 10 minutes.
You were supposed to sing a song.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Well, what song is in 10 minutes, so do a few more questions. I'll do two more questions and we'll do this song. Okay. How, let's see. Come on. You mentioned your incident of preaching. The Muslim country and the GBC told you to go away. It's kind of sometimes an interesting place to be in. Actually, that same GBC, a member in his temple wanted to become a disciple, and he said, no, you cannot become a disciple of Sankarshan Das Adhikari. So that devotee was totally devastated, and his spiritual life fell to pieces. So the GBC had to say, okay, then you can become a disciple of Sankarshan Das. But I mean, it's still going on, but I love him anyway. I figure it's all Krishna's mercy to help me become more humble. That's all. I don't have any grudge against him. I love him, in fact. He's a very dear, to me, he's a very dear godbrother. I would hug him in a minute. So how someone in being such a post and being that, yeah, how and should take care. In ISKCON, those who are in big post attend. Let's see. Attain anartanavitti stage. Otherwise, I know this movement is going to be successful in spite of all of our nonsense. So I'm willing to tolerate, all kinds of things and always remain loyal and faithful and always loving to all the devotees in spite of so many ups and downs. I've gone through so much in the last half a century that, nothing really shocks me anymore. I can handle anything. And I know this movement is going to take over the whole world, so I'm dedicated to doing everything I can, even birth after birth, to making this truly the world religion. Can you please give some memory of Tamal Krishna Goswami? Wow. No, I don't, the other questions I don't have time for. This will be the last one before I do the song. Wow. The first time I saw Tamal Krishna Goswami, well, let's see, let me think, because I have so many memories of him. I'm trying to pick out a good one. So many things. Actually, when I was in, he was an amazing, amazing person, I can say. He was a brilliant strategist. It's like he was working in the Kodak factory, and when there was an idea of starting a Hare Nam party, he volunteered to lead it so he could get out of working in the Kodak factory. He's a very intelligent man. The man was a genius, actually. He had an incredible brain. And he used it very nicely, and Prabhupada very much appreciated him, and he relied on him again and again and again for managing this movement. So it was my very great good fortune to be able to serve in a close way, actually. When he came to Dallas, he was a GBC at large, but then he negotiated after becoming initiating guru to get an actual zone where he'd have a place to cultivate disciples and train them. And somehow or other, I was a brahmachari there in the Dallas temple, and they gave me the position of being his tape minister. My whole service was to record his lectures, to listen to them and do a little editing of it and put announcements on them and to distribute them. And so my service was to listen to his lectures all day long. That's all I did. It was so wonderful. I get so much strength and power just by hearing him speak. So brilliant, so intelligent. So I remember that one year, nobody from the temple was going to be allowed to go to the Mayapur festival except for one person. I got to go in the year 2000 because I was doing his tape ministry. I was given the blessing that I could go to Mayapur. I was the only devotee. By his grace, I got to go to Mayapur the first time. So I'm really indebted to him for that. It was a very, in so many ways, you see. In so many ways, I can't remember, but I have many, many experiences with him. Many, many memories. And I'm eternally indebted to him. And I pray for his blessings, I pray for his mercy. And I'm very much looking forward to meeting him again in Goloka Vrindavan, so I give him a big hug. I'm really looking forward to being with him again. Tamal Krishna Maharaja Ki Jai. So now I've been asked to do this song. Let's see, I need I need a little pouch inside the thing with my capo and my pick. I think I remember the words, but I may have them here just in case. In my blue pouch. Blue big pouch. Yeah. Here, let me do. Yeah, this song is based, and we all know that verse, Bhoktadam jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshvaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shamtam richtati. Prabhupada calls this the peace formula. So I thought this would be a nice thing to put into a song, you know. So the general, leave that stand there, put it right back where you got it from. Thank you. So this would be a nice thing to put into a song so that the general public could have an opportunity to hear it. And so I sent this song off to one gentleman who lives in a White House in the city of Washington, namely the President of the United States. He wrote me back a wonderful letter. And this song, I say, listen here, all of you world leaders. There's one thing you must understand. You see? There's a Supreme Person to whom everything belongs. What you think is yours is just now slipping through your hands. Acknowledge that Supreme Person. The Supreme Owner, enjoyer and friend. Peace will come and this turmoil will completely end. So Obama told me, I want you to know I'm listening. So I very much appreciate that. I hope to personally meet him someday. Our world has become an unspeakable nightmare. Peace is destroyed, replaced by brutal warfare. All hell is breaking loose on this planet right now. And for stopping it, the leaders have no idea how. But here is the peace formula. Please take it, my friends. Please take it. You'll see it will not fail. Here is the peace formula. Please take it, my friends. Please take it. Surely peace will prevail. We come into this world possessing nothing. And we leave from this world with absolutely nothing. But in the middle we fight and kill, claiming this is mine, ignoring the real owner who reclaims everything in time. Yes, here is the peace formula. Please take it. My friends, you can sing to everyone. Please take it. You'll see it will not fail. Here is the peace formula. Please take it. My friends, please take it. Surely peace will prevail. Now listen here, all of you world leaders. If you want real peace, this you must now understand. There's a supreme proprietor to whom everything belongs. What you think is yours is just now slipping through your hands. Acknowledge that supreme owner, enjoyer and friend. Peace will come and this turmoil will completely end. Yes, here is the peace formula. Please take it, my friends. Please take it. You'll see it will not fail. Here is the peace formula. Please take it, my friends. Please take it. Surely peace will prevail. Please take it. Worldwide peace will prevail. Please take it, please take it, please take it.
It's interesting, on the actual recording, when I went to the studio, my sound engineer, my producer, was a Christian, a Baptist. So he thought he would enhance a little. He got the choir from his church, his Christian church. They came and sang on the chorus. If you hear the recording, the Christian, how many of you have heard the CD? Yeah, a few of you. You can go on the internet and just go to thepeaceformula.com. There's a music video also now. My disciple Sankirtan Das in Lithuania, he's an expert video editor. He made a fantastic music video. Just go to thepeaceformula.com. You can read, you see Obama, you actually see the actual letter from Obama with his signature. You see the music video, and you can hear how these Christians are singing in on the chorus with great feeling. It's wonderful. We got the Christians to sing glorifying Krishna. Jai. So we thank you very much. Take this peace formula. We can take this peace formula that Krishna has given, that Prabhupada has given, and we can educate the whole world in this peace formula. We'll have the greatest era of peace and prosperity this world has known for thousands and thousands of years. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay. So that's it. I'll be giving class tomorrow. Then we're heading out to the Eco Village. Then we're heading out to Riga, Latvia, and then Kaunas, Lithuania, Kaliningrad, Russia, and then to a place called Austin, Texas. Ostentatious Austin, they call it. And then we're going to Mauritius, and then to South Africa, and then to Australia, and then to New Dwarka, Los Angeles, Prabhupada's first world headquarters, and back to Austin, and then we're going to loop around here. We may come in October, we may not. It depends if somebody was talking about donating the ticket. We may come in October, we may not come back in October, depending. Because we were going to come at the end, but now y'all will be in Vrindavan at that time. So it seemed like coming, and we first arrive in India, but we have to buy some extra tickets to do that, because it's out of, I bought the tickets ahead of time, but we were coming to Delhi instead of Mumbai. So we'll see if Krishna arranges it. We'll get some, we have the tickets to Dhruna. If so, we'll come, we'll come before you all leave for Vrindavan. We'll come here if Krishna arranges. So we thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Who wants a garland? Here we go.
Hare Krishna. It's coming. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I was very fortunate to be here last 3-4 days. I am leaving for Calcutta this evening. But I wanted to heartily thank Prabhu and Guru Mata also for visiting all of us. When Sankarshindas Adhikari Prabhu comes to Pune, more than his lectures, I feel he leaves us with a very deep impression through his enthusiasm, through his devotional music, and through songs like the one which he sang just now, and also through the question answers that he gives, for plenty of hundreds of questions the devotees throw after every lecture, and by his own lifestyle and ideal example, he is actually reaching out Krishna consciousness straight into our hearts, so which is actually very rare. I especially marked his dates of his visit to Pune well in advance so that I will make myself available. Thank you very much, Prabhu. This evening I'm leaving for Calcutta, and only one lecture I'm going to miss tomorrow. I got most of your association, but we request you, in the course of your very busy travels, don't neglect Pune, and don't. But sometimes as preachers become busier and busier, they sometimes drop the previous places. So don't drop Pune. Keep 2 visits to Pune, 1 week each time. Just keep in mind. Thank you very much. Hari Bol.
Somebody might have, he has money. Anyway, I have one left. Before I leave Pune, somebody will get it. Huh? There we go. Come on, dude. Give some donation. 1 crore would be okay. Oh, wait a minute. He beat you to it. Yeah, they all sold out the other day. So. But you can go to turnontheworld.com and download everything. So it's fine. Turnontheworld.com. All the songs are there. So the peace formula is on thepeaceformula.com also. So you can get it easily. Okay, pour the water. Let's see. This water can be poured back in the cup, in the bottle, and put that in here. Let's see what we got.
Hare Krishna. So, in March when we had celebrated His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj Disappearance Day celebration, so there was a gift for all the participants. So, Brahmacharis could not receive that time, so today we will be distributing to them. And Rai Shampuru, we thank you for giving one to His Grace Sankarshan Dasa Dikaripu and one to Mataji. So, it's a counterbeat, you can use it for counting your japa rounds with Prabhupada's photo and Maharaj's photo on one side. So, as you go out, Prahlad Pran Prabhu and who else is there? Radha Mohan Prabhu. They will hand it over to you, that gift pack. So please collect it before you go out. Hare Krishna. For all the brahmacharis that is there, other devotees might have got on that day, or if they remain, we will distribute to them later. All brahmacharis can collect while going.